Welcome back to Sooner Politics Weekend Report. I'm David Vann, and yes, that's John Eccles again in the foreground, the majority floor leader of the Oklahoma House of Representatives. He's got another winner this week with State Question 788 going retro. Now, State Question 780, it passed 2 years ago, and what it had to do with was a narrow section of felony criminal law that we had to relook at and say, is this really a felony or is this really more worthy of a misdemeanor classification? And it has to do with this. We've talked about Cody, the veteran with PTSD. We talked about Cayman, the young man with the seizure disorders whose parents wanted to treat him with CBD oil. Well, 2 years ago, we decided, the people of Oklahoma, the citizens, not the legislature, the citizens decided that we were going to reclassify small doses of what the state or federal government considered a controlled substance. Possessing a small dose, should that really be a felony? And we overwhelmingly said, no, that should be a misdemeanor. Mind you, Oklahoma, which I consider some of the finest people in the nation, some of the finest people on earth, are my fellow Oklahomans. We have the highest incarceration rate in the world. Are we really that evil? Or is our criminal code maybe that screwed up? I suggest it's the latter. And 780 was an effort to correct that. Now, 780 does not involve anybody who's in the obvious distribution of narcotics, your pushers, okay? Doesn't apply to them. They still are going to sit there with their felony convictions. It doesn't apply to anybody who's guilty of a violent crime. They've harmed somebody or presented a threat of harm to somebody, 780 doesn't apply to them. But for the person who only possessed the means of something that, in worst case scenario, might not have been healthy for that person to consume, okay, then they become their only victim. For those people, we decided to quit prosecuting them with felony prison sentences. 5 years. Remember, Cayman's mom, the boy we talked about earlier, the young boy, for his mother to have that little bottle of CBD oil, she was risking a 5-year prison sentence. If she had, 4 years ago, been convicted, or 3 years ago, well, 3.5 years ago, if she had been convicted, she'd still be potentially in prison to this day. Remember, we have a 95% or 85% rule. You can't even get to parole until you spend 85% of that at best. And then you have to qualify and be recommended for it. So for people like Cayman's mom, we decided, no, she should not risk that, okay? But for people who, were possessing a small amount of, let's say, marijuana, we decided, no, this is at best a misdemeanor. Well, now what we're doing with 780, and yes, I eventually got to it, there is a bill that these two men, Jason Dunnington, the Democrat, over John's right shoulder, the two of them are teaming up to present legislation that will make 780 retro to this narrow group of convicted felons who were convicted on simple possession of a small amount with no violence, no intent to distribute. For those people, whether they've served out their time or not, they still have that permanent felony record that goes with them the rest of their lives. It prevents them from many job opportunities. It prevents them from several opportunities to do a number of things. It keeps them from having their civil rights restored. Again, what was our first story tonight? Restoring our Second Amendment rights to keep and bear arms. That's essential to our right of self-defense. So 780 is going through the legislature right now. This week, I expect it to come up in the House. Let your lawmakers know where you are on State Question 780. It's essential. It's coming up maybe this week. It just passed out of the House on Thursday. I want to salute these two men. Don't always agree with either of them. But they're having a banner week this week, and they deserve our respect. They deserve our support. They could use it right now. Call your lawmakers, your senator, your House members. Tell them to support this effort to make 780 retro and get these people back to work, back home to families, back on the job, and back paying taxes instead of costing us so stinking much in taxes to keep them incarcerated. They didn't harm anybody. They may not have been wise in what they put in their own body, but by my book, that's not a felony. I'm David Vann for Sooner Politics Weekend Report. Thank you so much for being a part of this. We got plenty of changes coming. Yes, you're seeing a little bit of a new look in our layout and our set. We're glad to be a part of it. Oh, I got one more thing I want to tell you about. The OKGOP reloaded, and I want to tell you what we did. Here's a picture. Last weekend, I had a big weekend. Yes, I wasn't here last weekend. I was fighting off a head cold and everything, but I finally got well enough to get to my county convention. And we had elections from Tulsa County. These are the six who were elected, and of course, yours truly, in the picture nearest me, there's myself. My fellow county party officials. Your county Republican Party either has had their convention or is about to. I believe Cleveland County, Wagner County are holding theirs today as we speak. Next weekend, the Oklahoma County is having their convention. That's down there, Oklahoma City, and all the surrounding communities there in the county. Be sure to be a part of it. And then, coming up in April, be sure to be a part of our state convention. It's time to move forward. We're reloading. We are refreshing. We are excited about what comes up. And in fact, 1 year from today, we will be facing Super Tuesday in Oklahoma again. This is going to be an interesting year. Be a part of it. Stay tuned. Stay close. Let's all be a part of making Oklahoma a better place to live and a shining example how the United States should live. Good night. I'm David Vann. Glad you're with me. Have a great night.